Hollywood gossip, scandals, and catfights all wrapped up in the entertainment wrap.
Ooh, Johnny. Anna Faris has some stuff to say.
Ooh.
you know, she's pretty outspoken.
Yeah.
And the National Enquirer claims that in her new book, Unqualified, she rips Hollywood divas.
Nice.
Apparently there's an excerpt that reads, "I don't need my kale pear juice fresh squeezed and hand delivered every morning. There's too much childish coddling of actors who therefore behave like children, which is why there are 8 people whose job it is to literally track where we are at all times. It's crazy because you'd think an adult would know where they're supposed to be or how to hold their bladder or be hungry a minute without needing attention. The fact I don't need everything on demand doesn't make me a pushover. It makes me a self-sufficient adult."
Dang.
Mic drop.
That was good.
Yeah.
I like, man, just that kale
harsh.
Smoothie thing.
I know.
Just
she
like,
just came out of the gates harsh. And
immediately in my head, I thought of somebody like Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
She's totally one of those people.
Oh, yeah.
Check this out. So Nick Jonas told Entertainment Tonight that he would be willing to be his brother Joe's best man at his wedding. He said, "I think my brother Kevin," which I believe that's the forgotten Jonas brother.
He's probably the one living the best life, though. Yeah. He's probably just riding his ATVs around the woods. And
he said, so when his brother got married, he had all of us be the best men. That's kind of a diplomatic approach, but I don't know. It's up to him. If he wants me to sing, I'll sing. But I kind of just want to be able to enjoy the night and dance my butt off. Now, the things that he's saying are
is
things
Joe
that-
engaged?
Joe is engaged.
He is
yes.
engaged.
He
okay.
is engaged.
Hasn't he discussed this with Joe?
These are two things that, like, maybe it's kind of like pushing him. Like, you know, I would totally be your best man.
Right.
Because, you know, Kevin, nobody knows about Kevin.
And
I'm
then,
Joe.
And then Entertainment Tonight is the one who gets to, like, put
right.
the pressure on Joe to make him have Nick be his best
it's
man.
It's like, if you want me to sing, I'll go ahead. And
oh, yeah,
like,
I would totally do
I'm
it.
Sure
I'm not saying
like,
I want to.
No, man, I'm good. And he's like, I'm just going to grab this microphone if that's cool. So I'm just going to sing this song. I'm just really feeling it right now. It's ridiculous.
Oh, boy. I always think it's funny when people talk to their, like, family members and stuff
through other people
through a media outlet. It's just like there's other ways to do that. It's called a telephone. So you know, keeping the trend with me not ever reporting, like refusing to report on Selena Gomez's
right.
relationship with The Weeknd for the what? The entire when I started here, they were just starting to date, and every day
right.
there were news stories about Selena Gomez and The Weeknd. I was like, I'm never going to report on that. But now that they're broken up, I think I'm going to report on it every day.
Okay.
See, so flip flop. So,
because there'll be stories every day.
Oh, there are stories every day, and I'm just kind of relishing this. So, Selena Gomez is worried The Weeknd will do a tell-all interview about their relationship.
Ooh.
A source tells the site Radar Online she's terrified he'll do a sit-down interview spilling intimate details about their romance and how badly she screwed him over. Ooh, Abel's very angry and vengeful right now. His hatred for Justin is off the charts, and not a day goes by that he doesn't go on the warpath. The next
wow.
step will be going public, and Selena's terrified.
Oh, my
dun,
gosh.
Dun, dun.
You know what should happen?
I don't know.
Taylor Swift Weeknd song. Even though
yes.
Selena and Taylor are girl pals,
yeah.
I think that would be the best song ever.
Yeah,
just
yeah.
Just ripping on both.
I agree. This needs to happen.
Some
yeah.
good stuff.